So I had a really fantastic, amazing, enchanted, revealing weekend this weekend. I really offered up my soul to knowing more, or shall I say remembering more. And I was amongst the most evolved human beings that I've ever come into the same presence with. And you know, I'm doing this, I'm trying to share this moment because I feel that it is so vital for us to really make that final shift within ourselves, because it has to happen within ourselves first. And as much as we're trying to help others, we really need to help ourselves. We really need to reconnect to the core of our being, you know, and just deal with all of the stuff that we've been covering up for so long, for so many years, and still trying to make it to our destination with these heavy loads, you know. And they are heavy, and we don't realize how heavy these loads are, you know, because they have become a part of us. So there's no distinguishing the difference in weight, you know. It's not until you are stripped naked and you feel the lightness of your being, then you realize how heavy you have been, you know. So I'm trying to find the words to share with you and express, but I'm really finding it kind of difficult, because sometimes words just really devalue an experience. But what I experienced this weekend, I know I will never experience again, because each time I have this experience, it will deliver a new experience. So it's just like no 2 days are the same. No 2 days of our life has ever been the same. So I don't expect to experience that same experience. But what I do remember from that experience is those who think they are separated from the all is really committing suicide within their soul, because there is no separation. We are all one. I am you and you are me. And to think anything other than that, it is a great illusion. You know, I've never felt so much love amongst perfect strangers. I was in a house of over 14 people, and it literally felt like I was in a home with myself. And I mean that. You know, and what I mean by saying that is there was no difference. Even though there was difference in color, I felt no difference. All I felt was love, a great, deep, passionate love to heal. Everybody had the same mindset, the same common goal to heal their souls, to face their fears, to give up all of the false pretense, and to become one with self, and to become one with all. And, you know, I know this, that we are all striving to be at that place with oneself. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we're a part of, you know, we hope to have that connection with self, that connection with our source, you know, to return to our source. We don't have to die physically to get there. You know, we were born to live, to be a part of the source. We are a part of the source, but we've forgotten this, you know. We've forgotten this, and our soul wants us to remember. I will go into more of my experience as more is processed, because I'm still processing this, and I just feel so full. You know, my mind is just so full. My body feels so light. I feel like I'm still floating, actually. But, you know, I know many people have been wanting me to elaborate a bit more. And I'm trying my best to. And this is what I have for now. And I promise you, as more comes, I will share more. But I say this to you before I leave. Give yourself what you need. And I can tell you, you need yourself. I'm leaving you in love. I'm sharing my light. And I'll be back soon. Peace. I am you.